It's actually the term ricochet applies only to down bow thrown staccato, really. Or, at a pinch, we can sometimes do thrown ricochet on an up bow, but I suspect you actually wanted that. And this is.
Can I record that again? So what you were doing?
Yeah. So this is bar 14. You've written ricochet on an up bow. Usually, if we see an up bow and dots, we play staccato, which is that. Ricochet is thrown bow, which is that, which you would almost always do on a down bow, unless you have several consecutive ones, where, say, if it was, you would probably sort of cheat a little bit on your way back and do it. So, I would prefer to just see ricochet and no bowing. Then we would do that. Or if you just want them to sound very short, which you might have wanted, it's better just to put dots and nothing else at all, and you would get. Now, but so that's what you would get if you wrote just dots, nothing else. It would probably sound wilder than ricochet, which by definition can't be that loud because it's a passive bowing. You're just dropping the bow, whereas it can be very loud, so you would achieve your fortissimo much more. So again, that might be worth thinking about. I very much like the piece. I think it's got a very nice structure to it, and it's got very nice ideas to it. And the tempo markings, character markings are all very good. It's just those few technical things that don't quite work. And bars 17, 18, 19 are hard, but they are playable. With a bit more practice, I'd probably play them absolutely in tune. Ditto
Yeah, you get the
for.
feeling they want you wanted those to sound sort of easier than they
Yeah,
are, really.
that's the thing. I mean, they are
Just a
very
sort of
hard.
brooding.
They are possible, but very hard. So again, you might want to rethink that.